I am Rick Batten. I'm the nephew of Gene Batten, CBE, the first person to fly from England to New Zealand direct in 1936. I first met Auntie Jean probably when I was about 8. My parents put me on a train and I went to Auckland on the train, and Jean met me at the railway station. She was a very glamorous lady, really. Of course, in those days I was too young to appreciate any other qualities, and I heard of her next in 1933 when she made her first attempt to fly from England to Australia. Great excitement and much worry, of course. My father was quite worried. If she went missing for any length of time or hadn't arrived where she was supposed to arrive on time, there was the usual worries, you know. She crashed following engine failure. 1934, she had another attempt, England to Australia, and she broke Amy Johnson's record on that occasion. 1935, she flew from Australia to England, first woman to fly from England to Australia and back. And then in 1935 again, she flew from England to Brazil. At that time, she had the new Percival Gold 6 with the Gypsy 6 engine. And she held the world absolute record for pilots by the 6 in any type of aircraft. In 1936, she flew from England to New Zealand in the Percival Gold 6, and that was a world absolute record too. I was about standard 5 or standard 6 at the Ruakaka Primary School at the time, and the envy of all the other kids. A certain amount of ragging too. It wasn't all well done. It was, somebody will break that record before long and all this sort of thing, you know. People did want to talk to her, but she seemed to not want to be too involved. She used to say, "I'm very, very tired. I'm very, very tired." And I think that was a way of saying, "I don't want to be bothered with people." There was one great love in her life, and that was Beverly Shepherd, an Australian pilot. He had gone up to Brisbane, and he was to be back in Sydney when she returned to Sydney after her epic flight in 1936. She arrived in Sydney and Beverly wasn't there to meet her. And what had happened was that he hitched a ride as co-pilot on a Stinson passenger plane, and that crashed in the McPherson Ranges and he was killed. Jean, immediately her plane landed, I think she joined the search, and she searched for days and days and days and days until eventually she gave up. She became very introvert and flew the Percival Gold back to England from Australia. I think she was very lonely. She never ever had any other very deep involvements with men, as far as I know. Later on, I really believe that she didn't know where she was going or what she intended to do. I think she had moved around a little bit. And in 1982, she went to London, and she decided that she would go to Mallorca. And from then on, nobody heard anything. That really was a complete and utter mystery. We weren't that worried for the simple reason that Jean was always doing this. Now, I mean, she didn't really like people knowing where she was, what she was doing, or what her intentions were. And it evolved eventually that she had died in a small guest house. She died as a result of a dog bite. The maid wanted her to see a doctor, but Jean refused. And almost from that day, she developed a fever, which got worse and worse, until the maid ran off to get someone, and when she came back, Jean had died. Just like that.